The street's been asking for it, so it's time you give them what they want. Instincts, hit them with that A1, unfiltered product.
I guess I can't tell y'all where I'm going till I show you what I come from.
What's good, you guys? It's your man, Rico. You're tuning to promote the show. Hey, we'll just start right here. And you know what time to show this is. It's the show where you promote you guys. So if you got something to promote, call us 347-202-031. That is 347-202-0318. So promote what you got going on. That's right. So let's get into the show. You just heard was Born Leader by Axo, who this year will be dropping and will. He said, I dropped part one, I sent you with a part two, and I'll be dropping this year. I don't know when, but it'll be dropping this year. But what I'll talk about. Just give me a minute, y'all. Because I have to pull it up. I'll talk to you about the label. But I didn't pull up their website so I can have information correct. And the name is called Juma Entertainment. Now, if you know, for the past 2 days, I've been debuting some great music from different genres. R&B pop, Christian pop. There's some great music. And songs came from Juman Out Loud Entertainment. And the label owner hit me up. Right. You know, asking about airplay, how to get airplay on the station, and I told him how. Told him what to do. He did exactly what I told him. And he did 3 songs. And on Monday, I debuted those 3 songs. Then he hit me with another email with some 3 more songs. On Tuesday, I debuted those songs. Hit me again, another email, 4 more songs. find out you were here before a song debuted. And then hear me with some more songs. And I say this all the time on this show, on this stage together, that keep sending it. Once you get airplay, you always got airplay. So keep sending a lot of y'all will send me once, and that's it. You understand? I'm gonna play the song, but you want to keep people up to date with your music. So you don't want to get something that you drop in 2020, and then not give me something you dropped in 2022. And then you're posting through social media, you look at play. See, when you only send one song, it's okay if you send one song. I ain't gonna be mad if you send one song. But when I tell you, if I tell you, you all that you always got airplay on the radio, just do a send one song, then forget about it, and then you want social media for airplay. I don't chase after nobody. Once I tell you, once I give you the opportunity for airplay and you don't take me up on that offer, I don't chase nobody. I don't chase no artist. Now, if you're an artist that I'm just coming across and I hear your music in the process of coming across you, and I say, okay, send me your music. Send me that exact song that I heard because I like it. Send me that song. Now, if I tell you that and you don't do it, that's on you. That's not on me. That's on you. I got people who can vouch that I'm true to my word about I will play their music. Because I still play Two Rap's music. He was the reason why Road to Star on the Radio is an indie station. And I still play his music to this day. And now Arthur can contest to that I keep my word. Because when I told him, with Roller Star Radio, you always get airplay, just keep sending in the music. He said to me in the email, so every 6 to 8 weeks, he drops music. And so now he knows that if he keeps sending in music, he's going to keep getting play. He's sending in music. Now, and that's a good thing. But there's no but to that. There's no but to that. I don't know why I said but. But it's a thing. I think my but is let's just say here's the key to what I said. Right? And I did, you know, the music he sent, they viewed it. Right? And then months down the line, because he forgot, he hit me up and said, how do I get airplay with your station? And you already have, and I told you, if you keep track of your email, because I get it, some people are busy and they don't keep track of emails. Like when people send them emails and stuff like that, they probably don't keep track. See, but Arthur's on his game. I like that. Right? So, I'm going to tell you about the label. Dreaming Out Loud. And I like the name. Because, you know, a lot of people come up with names for labels and artist names. I'd be like, what in the hell were you thinking when you named your company that name or named yourself that name as an artist? What in the hell was you thinking? So, I'm going to tell you what. So Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment, a family-owned multi-genre label sharing with the world the music of Arthur Poetry Payne III, making it happen one dream at a time. And I like that. It says, The Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment Story, established in 2009 as a Grammy-owned indie contemporary Christian pop label, Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment was voted Indie Label of the Year at the inaugural 2013 IMEA Music Awards in Ashland, Kentucky. The music video for its song Always was a winner at the 1994 Festival. One single, Rough Day, was released on the flagship artist in 2014. In 2014, D.L.E. Stein Christian Contemporary Artist Christian from Cleveland, C. The single Smile was released on her in 2015. In 2016, D.O.L.E., the acronym, was put on, oh, Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment. Oh, my God. It's for Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment. It wasn't clicking into my brain, but I'm going to keep. So it says in 2016, Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment was put on an inactive status, but as of fall 2021, has been relaunched as a multi-genre niche entertainment recording company focused on spreading a positive, uplifting message through the creative arts. Its releases will be through MP3 only. 95% of the material released are songs either written, co-written, or associated with owner author Poetry Payne III. Our mission is to bring to the world positive, lifting, and professional materials of Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment. It is a company founded on Christian principles and morals, and is the division of Dreaming Out Loud, LLC. And that is the story on Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment. Wow. Like Arthur, I also had dreams of owning my own record label. I was like, I'm going to school for music business. Why not start my own record label? So I said, oh, yeah, once I get my degree, you know, I'll start my own record label. Well, I started while I'm still getting my degree, but you know, but I'll have a record label with that. When you step in my office, on the wall will be a plaque that says my degree, that says bachelor's or associate, because it was a 2-year school, but still associates in music business. I probably would be the only record label owner who actually has a degree for music business, because a lot of these people who run record labels don't know diddly squat. When they started, didn't know diddly squat about the music biz. It was hands-on learning for them. And they got the hang of it because they lasted long. But just think, as an artist, you go to get a record deal, you walk into the president or the CEO of the label office, and you see their diploma, their college degree, and bachelor's or associates in music business. So by seeing that, that means you know they shit. Because people think they know the biz when they really don't. And they're creating these labels. Why do you think a lot of these artists sign these deals and then they wind up wanting to leave the label because they're not being treated right at the label because they don't really know what the hell they're doing? I shared this story before, and I'm going to share it again. And it was about Fantasia when she had her reality show, and she was coming out with an album, and it was one of the songs that was on the album. She wanted to make it a single, and her A&R team. They said, "Nah, we think you should put a single right? And this is what they're telling her. This is one song. They're telling her, no, you should put it as a single. You can put it on the album, but you can't put it out as a single. So, Fantasia does a concert, a concert, like an outdoor concert. Same song that she wants to make a single, and the crowd ate it up, loved it. She got great feedback on the song. I don't think she's known with the label that she was with at the time, but I say all of this to say is a lot of people don't know what, they may have a job in the music business. I mean, they know business. But I'm just saying, no, we're not going to make this a single. And then for the people, who are the ones that's buying music, it up, your single, not a single. And I'm sure that song, well, I don't know if it, at that time she was streaming or anything, but if she was, and if that song being higher than any other song from the album, that label is going to be kicking themselves in the ass. And why I say that is when an artist tells you they have a song that should be a single, and you as the label and A&R people say, I don't think it's single worthy. And then they put it up there for the fans. They put out a snippet of it for the fans to hear and get fans feedback. Now, the fans is loving it more than what she as what the artist dropped out to. I should tell you, it's single worthy. And I think the reason why the label and the A&R said no to it is they feel it's not going to bring them any money. See, the music business is all about money. It ain't about you, the artist, putting out a great product. It's about them making sure they make their money. So you as an artist can have a song and say, I think this is single worthy. And they will tell you no because they want to put out what they think is going to make them a big return. See, and like I said, I know they're kicking themselves out because when you have a song, and I'm serious, when the artist has a song that is single worthy and they tell you, I think this is single worthy, and you as a label don't listen, you will be kicking yourself in the ass. Because you could have doubled your profits just by listening to the artist and letting them put that song out as a single. They went crazy. They really liked that song. And the people who wanted it as a single, and she said, well, let me see. And she was like, let me see. And the label's going to let me put it as a single. I can give you a snippet of the song, let you hear it, you like it. I can talk to the label to see. And they'll let me put it as a single. See, well, and there's another thing. When you're an independent artist, you are the label. So you make the decision of what you put on, what you don't. So if you putting out snippets and they tell you snippets like the best, those are the ones I sing because those are the people buying your music. Don't put it out just because you like it and it's going to do well. No, this is what I'm going to say to you in the audience out there. Put a snippet of a song that you were thinking about putting out and see what the people's reaction to that song is. It's a good reaction, then you know it's single worthy. If it's not that good of a reaction, then it's just going to be an album cut and they could just listen to it once the album come out. But as an indie artist, you are the label. Even if you're not signed to a label, you are the label. You are the label, even though you're not signed to one. So I appreciate author of Juno Law Entertainment for sending me music. Because music needs to be heard. That's why I wrote this indie state. There's a lot of indie artists out there who get love on the airplay. You can't go to your local station where you're at and say you'll play my music. They're gonna be like, no. They're gonna tell you no. They're gonna tell you they can't. Because disc jockeys at all these local stations, whatever station you're in, has to follow a set list. That's why you hear these rap songs, R&B songs, over and over and over in a day is because it's a list they have to follow of what songs they have to play. It doesn't matter in what order they play it. They do have to play those songs that are on that list. And I say this all the time. I wrote this list. I don't have a list that I have to follow. And for somebody's to be played. If I like it, if I tell you I'm going to play it, I'm going to keep to my word and play it. Regardless if I like it or not. Because I'm a person of my word. I played songs not much, but because I said I played it. I may play it once or twice, and that's it. I played it like I said I would. So the artist can't be mad. She said she's gonna play. She didn't play. I played it. And what y'all need to understand is when I debut music, you as an artist, your song is gonna be the first played of the night. Whenever I'm gonna debut something, it's the song of the night. So if you miss debuting your song, that's what. You know, I'll play the game towards the end. Because I'm sure there's new people that came in to hear it when the show first started. I'll play it again. Just know that at the end of the show is when you're being played. So if you come in the show, just already being played, I don't want to be thinking, oh, she didn't play my song. No. Song of the day is always a debut song because I'm gonna announce debut. I will be announcing that I'm debuting music before I even play the song. If you come and say I'm debuting music, these songs I'm playing already played before. So, yeah, and then. You know, I thought about it. I said, I started this station to help, you know, indie artists. I thought about it because I see a lot of people starting businesses. So I want to do a show that helps the entrepreneur, the business owner. And that's when I created the business show. Because you see a lot of people businesses, but they have nowhere to promote what they're doing besides media. See, the people you're reaching on your social media, only those follow you. And who you know, and some you may not know, but you only see people that's following you. Unless they are posting your stuff, then you're reaching other. But mainly, you're just reaching the people that's following you. And by coming on a show like this, reaching millions of people in other countries, not just in the U.S., but in other countries. What's on the radio? Germany, France, the UK, Canada, someone that's listening to the show that's in Germany. Here you mention your business. Say you have an online boutique, right? Go to your online boutique, buy from your online boutique, put it in Germany, and other people get it. Like, where? I want to get that. I'm on my own. Where did you get that? And now they're passing the word on to in Germany about your online boutique that they bought the item from. Or whatever your business is, they're telling people Germany what your business is and how you can get it themselves. Like an artist and you paint portraits, right? And what you ever say, hey, can you paint my portrait? They paint their portrait and they show it. And people say, oh, so where did you get that? And they say, such and such artist paint this. And then they're passing came along, other people will come for a portrait. You know what I'm saying? So, why this show is important, entrepreneurs, business owners, artists, not just artists, paint, promote your business if you have a brick and mortar. Promote your business, even if you have a brick and mortar. Because just think about it. Let's just say you just own a brick and mortar. A clothing store. And you may be from a certain state. Let's say you in California, you just open a clothing store. You say the name of your clothing store. We open in California. If you're in a certain such area in California, come right by. Record label, looking for artists. It's a good way for you to promote your record label and say that you're looking for artists. Now, if Arthur was looking for artists, he would call in and say his name is Arthur, okay, where the record label is located, and how he can become part of his label. He would know all of that. And then y'all work out the kinks offline. He would give you information on how to hit him up so you can, you know, work the kinks out and all that stuff. If you are a brick and mortar business, like I said, if you just started as a brick and mortar business and you're looking to hire people, this reaches millions of people, not just in the U.S., in other countries. Let's say you are looking to hire someone who speaks Spanish. They don't have to be a Spanish descent, but they just have to speak Spanish. Somebody who speaks Spanish can hear this and say, wait, I live in that area. I'm looking for a job, and come and apply for a job. Yep. And a person can do that. You are tuned into the Promote Your Business Show on Rolling Stone Radio. And we're going to play a musical break, and we're going to play music from artists who are signed to Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment. And I'm going to start off with my girl, Jetta, with her song, Catch Me If You Can. This is that song for that man that you want, and he wants you too, but he's in the front like he don't want you, or you playing hard to get, but I'll catch you if you can. Here we go, catch me if you can, Janetta Bradley.
Was down for you, everywhere. Baby. And all of me was true, baby, and you knew me. Now reminisce about that some rainy day. And now the time has come to stand my ground. The verdict's in, boy, kiss this love goodbye. And when I'm gone, when lonely comes around, and you'll regret you ever, ever made me cry. And oh, I know.
Where you did, and let me calm all your fears, nature your emotions, baby you can trust in me, conversation late night, now could you believe, in relations depend on me, everything you need, love sentimentally, cause it's all in me, I'm not a hater baby girl, can't you understand, put your hand in my hand, nobody's perfect, we all make mistakes at times, rewind the slow jams just to ease your mind. Look into those dreamy eyes of mine. Trust that communication is hard to find. Seduce you when I kiss your lips. Stay true and I'll bring it all back to you. Just make sure you're through with them. Come and ride with Blondell. You're hurting it, it ain't hard to tell. You've had
can't,
enough.
Can't keep on trying.
So that was I Had Enough by Shamzilla Calloway, and before that was Janetta Bradley with Catch Me If You Can. See, Janetta's asking you to catch her if you can, and she'll tell you she had enough. She tired of your bullshit. Sometimes I've had enough. I feel you, Sheila. I feel you 100%. I feel you. You give y'all and then give you the squat. This is the Promote Your Business Show. This ain't about, you know, having a conversation about relationships, but I'm just saying, on the song, I feel shit. So, the next promotion video is on, let me get my calendar, I can give you the correct date, is February 16th. So, you know, we do this at 9 p.m. Eastern time. If you're Central, it's the hour. Pacific is 3 hours. Difference. But behind, not forward. So soon you'll be 8 o'clock. I think it's 6 o'clock. If you know your numbers, then you know exactly when. So let's see what else we have. So earlier I was talking about Dream My Line Entertainment, and I said I also had the dream of starting my own record label. I still do. Sorry about the noise in the background. Yep. So I still have a dream because I want to help up and come out. Not only do I want to give them airplay, I want to help put a, you know, when you're an independent artist, it costs money you don't have. So at least put one song together. So I want to help them out, not only with airplay, but helping them at least put a song together. You know, if they are rappers, you know, put them out there. You know, have like, I like those rappers who can freestyle. Not just rap, but can freestyle as well. I like those type of rappers. And the reason why is because this is a good way to put themselves out there. So if you're a rapper who can freestyle and rap, freestyling is a good way to put yourself out there. And the reason why I'm saying this is because, just think about it. A lot of rappers, you know, when an artist drops a hot beat, and if people like those, like the beat, some of these artists, they take the beat, make their own song out of it. And a lot of, but what's so dope about the free is showing that you have skills. You know, being a freestyler, you got skills. And by you doing that, you send me a clip, I share it through social media, people will like it, you know, and then hook you up with some producers that don't mind working with you. See, I love it when producers work with artists that you send, right? You know what I'm saying? Because they fucks with you hard, so they don't mind working with artists you send their way. But then if something happens, like, don't put nothing bad on my name. If me and this person, this producer's cool, don't mind working with you, don't get up and put, because that taste on my name. And when stuff like that happens, people are going to see and not want to work with me because of your behavior. So be professional on time. So, you know, I just think you're signed to a record label with a reputation. As an artist, just think about that. You're signed to a record label that has their own radio station that you can get played on. Ain't no red tape they got to get you in. No. So that's what makes it so dope. Yep. But I would work with someone who's not signed to no label. Yep. You know, I have an idea I want to have. I was like, you know, they want to put a single out, but they don't have funds or the connection you know, getting a good producer for a good song, you know. I want to help them. I want to help good, I want to help up and come. And if you're up and coming producer, you either. Because we don't play just artists, we play producer beats. We play producers beats on here. And the playing their beats on here helps attract artists to you so you can get some artists on your beats. We don't mind doing that either. Let's see. We got 12 minutes left in the first hour. So you know the next show we have for you is the Indian music. You get another bit of Indian music. Or sometimes you get indie mixed with old school. But tomorrow night I'll be debuting music from Juvenile Loud Entertainment. So make sure you turn 11 p.m. That's Eastern Standard to hear this great music. So let's see here. So if you remember, I would say, I guess you could say months back, because it ain't even been a year yet, but months back, my girl Gina from Gigi's Products, her company, she got some new products, y'all. Go to GigiesProducts.com and check out what she got. She got body scrub. I'll tell you right now. Let me go, because she got new products. So let me go to her page on Facebook, and one of the new products is. It is buttercream icing, and it's a whipped bath soap. It looks like icing. Like, it looks like whipped cream, but it's a whipped bath soap. It looks like cream. It's not cream, but it looks like whipped cream, because I surely not that way. I'll eat it. Like, it's whipped cream, but like, but it ain't whipped cream. She just has a whipped cream. And it's all natural. I probably all natural. Let me go to the website and then I can tell you more. Give me a minute, y'all. Okay, here we go. She has Honey Bee U face oil. It's the best shopping experience. It's a trendy skincare store offering our first-rate products, exceptional service to shoppers from the comfort of their own homes. With a skincare made up of ingredients and food. With thinkers with the drive and wherewithal to successfully innovate and improve the online experience. Our online has become synonymous with quality, and we ensure a continuous variety of fantastic merchandise that fit any budget. Check it out and start shopping today. Okay, let me click on it so that I can tell you about more. You got the whipped foam bath butter, sugar scrubs. You got the oat milk bath soap, which is seasonal. You got the Honey Bee U Whip Foam Facial Cleanser. You got the Body Butters for Men and Women. She got a Mango Body Butter. And she, okay. Oh, didn't mean to yawn like that. Yep. So those are the products that is listed on the website. And it's ggproducts.com. So when you spell GG, you're going to spell it G-E-E-G-E-Z products.com. Go check it out, y'all. Support my girl. Yeah. It's natural skincare products. And she created it because she deals with eczema. And a lot of these store-bought products do not work for her. Instead of helping it, they hate it. You know when you're allergic to it, and when you're allergic to something, they say, well, you're allergic to this, don't eat it. And you eat a mistake in how you feel eating it, skin start to itch. That's what those products don't do, you know. They irritate her skin, so she had to create her own because she has bad eczema. Yeah. And I'll be the first body butter by 50. The whip foam facial cleanser is $8. Oatmeal bath soap is $6. The sugar scrubs, exfoliating scrubs is $10. The whipped foam butter is $10. The facial oil is $7.50. Now just think of the high-end brands that give you, that are giving you the same price, but theirs is not all natural. They claim it's all natural, but it's not all natural. They cost more than what she's charging. Yeah. So support. Okay. Another place you can support people is the Black Oak Forever. This is going to be BLAKOKE That's forever. Dot creator dash thing.com. And you'll be able to purchase some great products from that store. My family put up so I can see what's on the website. Okay. I'm pulling up the story. Sorry for a little bit of silence. Got a hood. We got Johnny Fashion, Tobacco Crab Plug, Jay Jasani T-shirt. There's T-shirts for the initiative they got going on, that we got going on. These are the initiatives. So the initiative our initiative is anti-bullying, domestic violence. So this T-shirt, when we go to the website, it's going to say hashtag same products. or I was going to say hashtag product. Those are the products that's geared to our initiative. And this one is for, I think, domestic violence. Let me, Now, this one is hashtag stand proud in your beauty. This goes along with something I wrote. And this hashtag goes with something I wrote, and I can't remember what it is that I wrote. But I put hashtag stand proud in your beauty. Because, you know, makeup is for the enhancement of what, of the beauty you already have. You know, you just need to stand proud in it. You can say we have an initiative for girls, you know, on women, low self-esteem. They don't think they're beautiful, but they are. Every definition of beautiful is because the person is saying, okay, he is ugly. To our standard, he is ugly, and somebody else may think they're beautiful. Yep. Here's another initiative t-shirt we have. And this one is, stop being a bully, be a friend. It is, stop being a bully, be a friend. And this one is labeled wrong. Like, when you look for it, it's labeled Jisani Black Oak Forever. But that's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to say, hashtag, it's supposed to be under the hashtag same thing. When you go look for it, that's where you will find it. We have adults and kids. Another one we have is, stand up to bullying. I can't stand the bullying. Never been one. Can't stand kids that pick on other kids for no reason. We have kids sizes. Let's go back. Another one we have. One that has to do with domestic violence. And it says on the shirt, only cowards mentally and physically abuse women. Yep. Only cowards mentally and physically abuse women. Lives Matter shirt. Yep. It's a lot of items on the website that, and any item bought from this online store goes to the Black Oak Forever Foundation. Which was started in the honor of Jay Taylor, who's no longer with us, who started Black Oak. This is how we're keeping honoring him. And any Jay Jisani you see, that's also on the site, it's to honor him as well. Like I said, any money made from this show goes to the Black Oak Forever Foundation. Once again, I'm going to give it, it's blakoke-forever.creator-spring.com. That's how you get to Black Oak Forever store, because we don't have an official no address for it as of right now. But once we get that, then it'll be easy as peasy to get to the store. Another store is RotoStardomMerch.com. RotoStardomMerch.com is a store connected with Road to Stardom. And on that store, we don't have no initiative. I should have put the bullying initiative and the domestic violence initiative. I should have put the initiative in this store as well, because me and my boy Six of Six Eyes Radio, every time we did a Six in Road, every time we did a talk, we came across an article that talked about some kid being bullied. Some kid being bullied, taking life, not being bullied by other kids, adults too. Like one story we read, a young man bought his lunch because his school is because he don't eat what they were serving, and the teacher's assistant or a teacher in the cafeteria made him dig it out the garbage and eat it. As an educator, that's not something you do. And if you go to the Road to Stardom merch store, you will see the shirt that says RTS. That shirt has artists' name that get played on the station. And it spells, and the RTS stands for Road to Stardom. Then the one next to it is spelling out indie, because we're an indie station. And that's also spelled out with the artist names in it. And I was thinking of doing one more, and which is the word music, spelled out with the artist names. But I want to get feedback on it. I don't want to go ahead and do it and no one buys the daggone shit. We're seeing who are these people? These are artists whose music played on the stage. Yeah, we got t-shirts, different t-shirts, jackets, hats, mugs. You can get a Road to Stardom fanny pack. You can get Road to Stardom Book Club camp tote bag that you can use for your supermarket. A small bag, not that big, but you can use it when you're in the supermarket as a used bag, or you can use it like you're going somewhere. You see them with little bags with them, little like canvas bags with them, but you can use it like that, put your shoes in. Like when you're going to work, if you wear your sneakers, you'll put your work shoes in there. And then when you get to work, you switch your shoes and put it in that bag. You can do that. And then you will see on the site as well where it says RTS Radio 10. That's to commemorate 10 years for us in radio. Then we have backpacks. We have hoodies. Like I said, t-shirts. The latest one that is up there on the website is our God Morning t-shirt. And that was up there because whenever I see someone post on social media, good morning, I respond back, God Morning, because God's the one who created morning, right? So I happened to say that one day, and I kept saying it. And then somebody else tried to take what I was saying. You know how, that's another thing I don't like. When you create something, and then somebody take what you create and try to make it their own. Because somebody else was using, I saw somebody else post God Morning, I'm like, I be saying that, and I can go through my through my Facebook post to show that I be saying that. This is why they say when you create a saying, always that you know people are going to use straight market. Can somebody steal it and make it their own? Steal it from you and make it their own. Say, no, I created it. I got proof. Yep. I did that one. So you can put that one guy's name. Like I said, next t-shirt I want to put up is the one with the music out with artist name. But I want feedback on it before I do it. I want feedback on it. So that's the Road to Stardom merch store. And like I said, anything purchased on the Road to Stardom merch helps out Road to Stardom. Okay, we got 50 minutes left in the second hour of the show. And I appreciate you rocking with your girl. As always. Appreciate you rocking with your girl as always. I may end the show a little early because my eyes right now feel a little tired. So I don't want to, you know, overdo it. And then it get to the point where my eyes is closing as I need to really get some sleep. So, oh, and I also wanted to mention, if you want to collab on something, Road to Stardom, on to put in the merch store, want to collab on something, we can do that and split profits 50-50. If we put something and no one's buying it because not do I have to send people to buy it, what do you do? You can't create something, collab someone, and ask people to buy it. You know, you can't do that. So, got my YouTube analytics telling me had 10 views on my YouTube page, but no new subscribers. I mean, everybody who's listening to the sound of my voice, go to YouTube and put in Road to Stardom TV and subscribe to my page. Let me see, let me see if it works. You're putting in Road to Stardom TV if it come up. Let me do it from another browser. Let's see if my page comes up. Just put in starting TV when you search in YouTube. Let's see here. Dang, it's loading. It's still loading. Here we go. Let's see if I put in. Because then I don't know if you search that way, you can subscribe to searching that way. Let's see here. Okay. Okay. Nope, it didn't come up. We'll just... Oh, yes, it did. It did come up. Okay. So if you type in Roger Starling TV in your YouTube, you will see the box that says RTS. And then under it, Roger Starling TV. And all you got to do is subscribe. Yep. And you know what's great about Roger Starling is a bit different than other radio stations. You know, radio stations always asking are drops, right? And it came to me because I did ask artists to do drops, but what if artists did video drops to me? Not only are they hearing the artists, they're seeing what these artists look like, whose music I'll play on the station. And it's like, okay. And they're hearing, I can put, you know how people say, I hear the voice all the time, now I can put a face to the voice. Well, if I play the drop, let's just say if I play the drop a lot, I'm like, oh, that voice sounds familiar. Oh, that's such and such artist. Because now you see them visually. Instead of just hearing them, now you see them visually and you know what they look like. So, got 3 new video drops coming. And no other station is doing this. Just trust me, if other stations was doing this, you will see a lot of video drops done on social media. It's something, I'm not saying that it's never been done, but it's just something that I thought of for the station so that people could see the artists that I play. Because, you know, when you're hearing music, when you're listening to the music, you're not seeing the person whose song it is when you're listening. So looking at video drops is giving you a glimpse of what the artists look like, whose music you like. Yep. Let's see. And you would know when you do. If you want to make sure that you're at the right road page that says Road to Stardom, it will say Road to Stardom TV where indie talent gets to shine. That's how you know you're at the right page. You just click on it. You go in. You check out the video drops I have, as well as other videos. So when you go into the, okay, sorry for that noise, but when you go into the page, you're gonna see the intro video says who is Roger Starling, and the video is gonna tell you who we are. And then when you scroll, you're gonna see more videos. Let's talk about business show we're on right now. You're going to see the one about the virtual showcase. I still want to do the virtual showcase. You're going to see the video we did for our promote and sell, which we did last year. It's just an extension of the Promote Your Business Live through Facebook and other social platforms, and have people come on and promote themselves just like they would do to promote your business. That they'll come on, promote their product, and then people watching them right then and there can go to whatever website they mention right there and purchase them from them. See the video for on one of the episodes of The Indie Experience. And if you keep scrolling through, you'll get to see it. But like I said, the video dropped. We got, see, I put up an indie hip hop artist, Giovanni. But Giovanni's been playing music for a while, and I didn't know that. I thought he was up and so that's why I put that when you see the video. You wrote to start him at the Brothers movie. Yep, went to the Brothers Island movie with the fam. And, the pictures I took, as well as those video snippet, I put that up to the same day Roger Stardom was there. Which was, I am Roger Stardom, he was there. I was there. We have another video that I put up, continuing to grow. I know that Roger Stardom is continuing to grow, the stage is continuing to grow. We got a drop from the web series Knowledge is King, that you could check out on YouTube as well. And King is with a Z and an S. So when you look at just King, just put a Z to the I when you see the is part. And I think it's eight episode. It was a video and I wasn't trying to go to the okay. So, and then we have the video about the brand, the Roller Star store. the video letting people know that Roller is back. There are a few videos. Did one let you know about the podcast Speaking for You with Miss Gecko, which is me. I think three episodes up for season three. I need to put more. It's a 12-episode podcast. So this is why I'm not, you know, rushing to put up. Because if I put up 12 that quick, that means season three is over already that fast, and I'll be starting on season four. But speaking freely, for those who don't know, it's just me speaking on a topic. It could be something I saw on the news. It could be something I wrote, like some poetry or something. I could be like a little quote or something that I wrote, and I'm just explaining it. And you see one of Roller Star and your artists, I took three drops and made them one instead of just doing three separate drops. Posts. I made it all one post. And like I said, these are artists that get played on the station. And so now that's what I do when artists ask for airplay or I offer airplay, I tell them, oh, could you do a drop for me? Some say, yeah, I'll do it and forget to do it. But what the artists don't understand, that's giving you exposure to people who don't know who you are. Yes, they may listen to the station, but they don't know what you look like. You understand? They don't know what you look like, and this video drop helps them to get to see what you look like, and, you know. I have one of the videos I have up here that I did was, he was the only one that submitted, and dang, the video's not here. The video did not come up. It was a singer by the name of Ty Harrell. So for, I came up with this idea of doing the mini vocals of Road to Stardom. And my concept for this was where I pick a song and have different artists sing said song. So it's like, even though it's the same, but it's sung by different artists. So these artists don't sound the same when they sing. So even though it's the same song, it's going to sound different every time you hear it. And only one person submitted something. Even though other artists did say they would participate, but only one person submitted something. And his video should be up there, but I'm not seeing it on my page. Unless it's on my other page. Wait, maybe if I click videos. Nope, I don't see it on here. So there is another Road to Stardom YouTube page. And I don't use that page because when I was using that page, my email that's connected to the page got hacked. And so when it got hacked, I stopped using the page and created a whole new one. And I think that video could be on that page or may not be on that page. So there is another, just says Road to Stardom, but the one I use currently is TV, Road to Stardom TV. So, sorry, I'm trying to see if the other one pops up as well. My other page pops up as well. No, it doesn't. That one, because the TV. I did a video. So I did a video So in the beginning, what I used to do is when artists would send me, right, when artists would send me their picture, I took all the pictures, made a photo video behind the beat, and said, and named, like, this is, like, such and such artist, hip-hop artist, whatever genre, and you would see their faces and like, what type of artist they are. I haven't seen a new one in a while. Yep, so let's see how much time we have left. Close this out. Okay. Close that out. Too much time left. Oh, 31 left. 31. Okay. Oh, I'm going to mention Tyler Perry's dropping a new Madea movie. And being that he stopped doing Madea, I think he's doing one where killing her, that she died. So it's like a homegoing for Madea. So I don't know when it's dropping, but that's late. And then he's doing another one. And I think they say he's doing one more, and I think it's to show how Madea started, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, I got a message from Arthur, and he said, thank you. I sent him something, and he said, thank you sounds like a good idea what I sent him. Because, oh, and I need to mention, I mentioned this to artists. I'm going to mention it now. So, artists, when you get airplay with Roll to Star on the radio, I know radio stations, right? I know people who have their own radio station. Good music station, I will pass it along so you can get played somewhere else. Just like I emailed Arthur and said, you know that song you sent me, Rough Day, by Caitlin McCarter. And I said, I let my boy sit on 6,000 radio and let him know the Christian artist and that it will fit great with the station because there's a lot of Christian shows. So I said, that fit perfectly. And I let Arthur know so that, because he said, you know, you can do whatever you want with the music. I'm going to pass it along. So I'm letting him know that I'm passing to another station so that I still continue to get airplay, but on another station, not just on. And then when he sent me a new one, it's a new gospel, he sent me a new song, it's the gospel song, so I can pass it along too. Because it fits with what my boy Six is doing on his station. It fits with what he's doing on his station. So I'm going to pass those two songs on. And you know, he does a show. He can play those two songs. Because it fits with what he's doing. Yep. So, like I said, with stations, and if your music fits their station, I'm going to pass it along. Okay with you, I'm going to pass it along. It's not okay with you. Because, you know what I'm saying, you send it to me, you might not have, you might put your new single to me, and you haven't dropped it yet, and everybody wants airplay, no matter where it's coming from. But, you know, if you you entrusted me with it. I do the right thing, let you know. You know, that another station wants to play your music. You in the loop. Because I would hate for you to, you know, scrolling through and you cross that station. You hear your song, an artist, or hear your artist's song. I'm like, I never gave them my artist's music. You know? See, we have a caller here. I will open your mic and give me a minute. Okay. What's up, 60233?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. How you doing tonight, Queen?
Good. How are you?
I'm feeling excellent. It was a great day. Mesa, Arizona has been crazy. This virus is over. The sun is finally shining so we can get back to life.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new day. Everything in these last 2 years has been erased. All the people that they would tell you, no, they're dead. I mean, it's reality. It's sad, but it happened. So now it's time for us all to get back to what we're doing, how we know how to do it.
You still doing your show?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm going to be going back live at the top of the month.
So why don't you tell the people about it?
Oh, well, it's the Entertainment Worldwide Network. I personally been on 365 Days of Radio campaign for the last 5 years, connecting people, getting people, making stuff happen. You know, with this virus hit, it changed the whole world. And it changed the world as we know it. So the way we conducting business, doing everything is all different. You know, I had 2 strokes and I had to recover. Now I'm back and now I'm ready to get back moving.
Okay.
I'm right here.
That's good. You recovered very well. You know, COVID's been taking people out. And it's taking people out you didn't expect for COVID to take out.
I mean, man, we lost so many stars and heroes, and at the same time, we lost local heroes. The people who go get the newspaper every day, that guy's dead. And he just instantly died. I mean, it ain't like you get COVID and you got 20 days left. People pretty much dead after they get it. I was just one of the few lucky ones that lived through it. You know, I mean, all I can say is this world has been shaken up for once and for all. Now it's time for the underdogs to be on top and take over, do the right thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of people resistance. That's why they affected them badly than it did others.
Hey, man, well, I'm glad to see that you still doing your thing. You still hold down
ain't
the stopped. Fort.
I'm letting COVID stop me.
Hey, man. We need more people like you that are still fighting through it.
And this is what's good about doing radio online is you don't interact with people to have to deal with being with somebody who got COVID.
Yeah, right. That part. You safe. When you cut your mic off, that's it. It's done. The show is over.
Yep. And even if you are having people on your show, they're calling in, so you're still not dealing with them. They're calling in.
Man.
It ain't like COVID's jumping through phone lines to catch you.
I was just about to say that. I was like, whoa. That'd be crazy. That'd be a virus for real.
But these
now,
people
just,
who... Go ahead.
No, I'm just happy that you made it through. You lived through the pandemic and you still here. You hold down your mic and you still crispy. That's a testament to your faith right there.
Yeah. I'm to the wheels fall off. The wheels ain't fall off yet.
Amen. I believe in the Michael Jordan approach. As long as there's still time on the clock, I still got time to win the game. I don't care what the scoreboard say. I know what my guy is.
I think a lot of people are doing the podcast thing. So they jump into where people can see them visually now instead of just doing what they was doing through talk.
Well, I personally, I'm old school. I was 3 months carrying to a radio station. I come from the old school radio. So I still live off the tradition of people hearing you before they see you. They can kind of feel what you're saying. Then once they see you, it becomes real. You can paint a picture on the radio, but when a person roll up on you and you meet them and you're like, wow, yeah, I'm just as real as I am on the radio. I will show up in your city at a drop of a hat. And did it like over 20 times in my life.
As you can see the podcast, you don't have to see you. Because when you do this, all your radio shows, you can go to any podcast site and do the podcast, they'll see your show in there.
Well, the new thing now is Clubhouse. Everybody's on Clubhouse. And they got Clubhouse. They got all these different platforms so you can put out your voice.
Clubhouse, when Clubhouse it was only people with iPhones. So if you have an iPhone, you can join Clubhouse.
It's Android right now.
Now it's Android. But before, when it first started, it was only you could join if you an iPhone. Now integrated with Android too, and now Clubhouse has it where you can save your whatever you're doing in your room, you can save it and replay it on Clubhouse.
Oh wow.
So they upgraded their features.
Now, it's good they integrated that because at the end of the day, they couldn't lose a lot of traffic. Clubhouse was grabbing.
And what makes it great is for those who use BlackHawk, also use Clubhouse at the same time.
BlackHawk like always will be
on. Your mic on BlackHawk, you speak into the mic, you can speak mic on Clubhouse, all you gotta do is have the app open while you're doing your show.
Oh, wow. I mean, this technology, man, and Jamiroquai put out a song right at the crack of the dawn of the millennium, Virtual Insanity. That's what we're
doing. And just think of how many people you can reach by doing.
A lot.
Because
I get invites all day long.
Right, you create the room on Clubhouse, name it the same name you name in your show. Open the app on your phone. Start your show. People's gonna come in your room. You know, depending on what you name it, you're gonna draw a big crowd. And then you can record the show, your show on BlackHawk, as well as what you're doing on Clubhouse.
That's the way of the future, digital media. Your content is worth valuable. What you watch, how you watch it, when you watch it, how many minutes, how many times you like it, all that information is priceless now. Before, people just like, oh, no.
And what's great is your BlackHawk shows, you know, if you have a Facebook fan page, which they don't call it that no more, but the Facebook page is used for your business or your radio station, you can now add your shows on there as a podcast.
Oh, wow.
So people can listen. So if you just, once you finish and it's uploaded, it'll upload, be there the next day or the same day, just hours later. It'll be uploaded to the page and people could go and listen. But you have to have a Facebook fan page. It can't be a group page. It has to be a fan page. And you have to have an RSS feed link for your podcast.
Oh, wow. But you get that from Blog Talk.
Yeah. And then that same link that's on the Blog Talk, you put it in, and it'll put the shows up there automatically, so you don't...
Right. Once you get it set, you set it and forget it.
And look how more, and look how many people, just by doing that, just by Facebook doing that, integrating podcasts on people's pages, and if you have a podcast, look how many people you're reaching.
Amen. I got 2 Facebook with 5,000 on each, and I'm about to open me another one tomorrow.
Yeah, I said I'm not doing. I have another page because what I'm doing right now, radio, I didn't want the artist to be on my personal page. So I created another page just so they could be on that page because I didn't want to mix my personal and what I was doing. But it wound up on both pages. So it don't, it wound up being on both pages. So it,
well, when you're on Facebook, your light is green. And whether it's you on your business or you just personally checking out what's on Facebook, your people won't get a hold of you. When your light turns green, it's like, hey, she's available.
I say to people, I'm on, but I'm not always, you know, it shows right now, I'm on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. So just because you see the green light, the person's on Facebook don't mean they're actually on Facebook.
You have your phone on charger. You sign in, but you're not responding. So, artist, please don't take it personal. She didn't see your message.
No. See, I already have it set up. I have it set up to where artists send me a message. We'll say, get the message back. Say the person will respond when they, like, the person will respond, but my hours are just like everybody else, 9 to 5. So if you're hitting me up after 5, I'm going to send you a message. I just won't respond because you're hitting me up after business hours.
Don't let it be Friday now. You ain't getting no response.
Sometimes I do answer.
Well, it depends on the relationship.
Hours are 9 to 5, then you got to respect those hours. Because some people will call after your business hours wanting to talk business.
Right.
Maybe get
but,
like
I mean,
Red in the 5 heartbeats. You know, maybe get Red in the 5 heartbeats. I tell you, my business hours are from 9 to 5. And you saw it to home. When homeboy didn't care, when he told him his business hours was 9 to 5, out the window.
That's what it is.
I toss you out the window, but I am going to, you know, I'm really going to let you know. My business is out from 9 to 5. You call me 9 to 5. You send me a message from 9 to 5, email. If I answer you back after those hours, then that's my business. If I don't, you can't get at it because my business hours are from 9 to 5.
Now, see, when you make that on a friend, it shouldn't be no issue. But for me, I'm a pastor. I'm on call. When my phone rings, I got to do a 911 and jump in the mold, whether I want to or not.
Yeah, you're a pastor. You know, it's different for you. You're a pastor, you know.
You don't want to go to the church. I'm trying to get my rent paid. My office hours from 9 to 5. It's 8:45. Come back in 15 minutes. They're knocking on my door right now. They're about to put me out. I mean, it's crazy. And this corona thing is real. People losing their houses more than they selling houses.
Yeah, it's crazy. I wish people who don't want to wear masks would just wear a damn mask and get vaccinated.
Yes. It don't really make sense. Millions of people are dying. I mean, come on.
The only reason why COVID went away is because, one, people that are not getting vaccinated, and two, they're not wearing their masks preventing themselves from getting it.
Correct.
I can't believe if I wear the mask. My doctor says I'm exempt from wearing the mask.
Oh, wow.
There are people
now,
that
I
do
had
that.
COVID.
My
I'm
doctor
still
says
hurt,
I'm
man.
Exempt.
It's real. It's a real virus. Don't take it lightly.
And then they say, well, I'm not getting vaccinated. I don't know what's in it.
Mm. I mean, they
let me
they infect you with
story,
disease
right?
For you to build up antibodies so you won't get it. But now it don't always work like that with everybody.
So I'm going to share a story with you. So I read where the young girl goes into the hospital, she caught COVID.
Oh, wow.
The nurse was giving her medicine, was going to give her the vaccine. She said, no, I don't want it because I don't know what's in it, right? So it's her right to the medicine, right? So the nurse goes and gives her some other medicine. She was okay with the nurse giving her the other medicine. So the nurse stopped her and said, wait a minute. I'm giving you this medicine, and now once did you ask what was in it? Or say, no, I'm not taking it because I don't know what's in it?
Oh, wow.
So the medicine the nurse was giving her, she was okay, but the vaccine, no, because she didn't know what was in it. But you don't know what's in the medicine the nurse is giving to you. So
right.
It's the same thing as in the vaccine.
Oh, wow. Yeah, man, that COVID, I had strokes behind it. I'm a total advocate in prevention, total advocate for that. Because once you get it, the people around you get affected with it. They ain't have nothing to do with it.
I wasn't planning on taking the vaccine, but because of my mom's health issues, I have to. Because if I out there, I can't. And because of health issues, I give it to her, it's going to be worse on her than it is on me. Because you know, she has conditions.
But the whole purpose of the vaccine was created to prevent it from happening. So it only makes sense to go ahead and get it before you get it. Because once you got it, it just, your life changes. I mean, back in the day, I could tie my tie, be dressed in 15 minutes. Now I'm in the mirror for an hour trying to tie my tie. Rudimentary things are harder to happen when you contract it, and it's like, okay, I lived through it. So now I'm putting back together memories, pieces. I mean, it's bad, but, you know, I'm still here. I'm Teflon tank. I got to keep moving. If I die, the whole thing going to die.
Yep.
And one thing about ants is always a general somewhere. If you ever know his ants, you can put water on them, but they gonna still be there. They don't know how to swim. They don't have no limbs to swim, but they can survive a straight up hurricane. They're like, hey, we still here. I mean, the roaches, they swim, but the ants down, they don't buckle, and they always touch each other when they go past each other. If you ever watch ants, you will notice that.
So what time is your show coming on?
Oh, my show is on Wednesdays. Wednesdays, it's 4 p.m. West Coast time, 7 p.m. East Coast time. And what we do is on our show, we let the winning team, we have 300 members all across the world, the planet. They come on, they talk about their business, products, and service. They talk about the latest technologies and marketing their businesses.
at the same time, they looking for new opportunities to invest in businesses. So we are the winning team. You know, we here to teach you how to make your dreams come true with work and grind, but grinding the right way with the right team. It don't make no sense to work 20 hours with somebody you can't stand. You won't be productive.
Yep. That's good.
I mean, hey, you definitely reach out to me. My number is 602-332-8882. Please call me. I'll connect with you. I'm doing a lot of things, and I need people who understand the world's opening back up, and we got to work together. It's no more you being off in the island on the planet. You trying to make $1 million with 10 widgets in the corner. Come with the team. Everybody can put in. Everybody can help. But if you don't ever tell us you need help, we can't help you.
Mm-hmm.
We're not mind readers. We believe in God, but we can't read his mind. You feel me? I definitely appreciate you opening up your platform. It feels good to be back in my saddle. I've been off the radio for so long, and when you own 7 to 10 shows per day and it stops, it's like, whoa, I'm missing something.
When you sick and you can't do what you love doing, it made you depressed.
Yeah, man. I ain't suicidal, but I'm just like, damn, God, can the world open back up? I'm ready to get back in the game. I done had a breather. I watched the halftime show. I'm done with that. This whole quarter, we got to get back on the floor.
Yeah. I was doing it. I thought you was doing your show 5 years.
I've been doing my radio show for 20 years. Before it was Blog Talk, they had other different situations. But when I found out about this, I was like, woo. Everything is right there. You don't have to have the mic, the dashboard, the speakers. You don't have to have none of that stuff. It's already put there. It's just a matter of promoting it and telling people that you open, and the calls will come, and you just have to be ready for all the callers. Because sometimes you got people on there that's not serious.
Well, it's easy to navigate. Once you find out, it's easy to navigate once you figure it out. And it takes more to figure it out.
Now, you got to be able to read spirits because some people will just drown your whole energy out of your room. You talk about some positivity, let's change the world, and they come on the line. They got 50 things going on in their background, no respect for the show. The kids screaming, and they just take over, and their energy never changes. So you got to have the right team, the right crew around you, the right atmosphere, so not only can your voice go out, but people can learn something and tell somebody else.
So I've been doing this already. Is this 12? So
that's a powerful number. It was 12 disciples and 12 months in a year.
This year would have been
a powerful 13. Number, 12. The 12 disciples, 12 months in a year.
Huh?
12 is a powerful number.
Yeah, but I said this year in 13, if I didn't procrastinate, when Blog Talk started, I was listening to some other show. And I was like, I could do this. And I said, I could do this. I signed up for Blog Talk, but I just a listener.
Gotcha.
And the person who show I was listening to, they was like, go ahead and do it. And here I go procrastinate and not do it. And then a friend of mine, she said, I got a show on Blog Talk. You can use your phone. I said, well, use your phone. Because I was like, I don't have a mic. How am I going to do it? I don't have a mic. When she told me you could use your phone, that's when I stopped procrastinating and the daggone started my station.
Yeah, man, I've met a lot of people on Blog Talk. I mean, I physically went to their location, did events with them, everything. And I've had great success with it. And that's why you got to think about Blog Talk like this. They got over 5 million subscribers, and they've been around for the last 20 years. So when they put out something, people
started in 2008.
Right.
And it's 22, so, I mean, what, that's 4 years shy? I mean, but they out here, and at the end of the day, too, you can tell people that's been on the radio, that come from a professional background, and you can tell the hood niggas.
Yeah.
They call in, they got they in the trap, they selling dope, they doing everything, but they right live on the radio.
Yep. And
that's the one thing I can say I love about Blog Talk, because you don't know who's in the audience. You got to speak. And you got to walk like you got it because you don't know who's Googling you. You don't know who's on your Facebook, your Instagram. They're like, he's really doing this. Okay.
See, what I like about Blog Talk that you can do is you can simulcast with another station.
Correct.
That's other platforms, I don't know if you can do that.
No, you can't. Blog Talk was the first.
But people don't know how to do it. See, when I started simulcasting with another station, I found out is if you're on your board, you can call from your board to theirs when you're on your board. That's one way of doing it. The other way.
They got their direct connect, too.
Right, but the other way of doing it is if you have three-way phone service on your phone you use, to call into the show, all you have to do is you call into your show and you, if you have an iPhone, you know you can merge the.
Yeah,
you can
correct
your show.
100%.
Call into your board through three-way calling, and both stations are connected.
Yep, exactly how you put it together.
I figured that out early. I was here, like stations connecting with each other, and I'm like, well, how? Because I was figuring it out, and I said, well, how connecting with each other? And then I figured it out on my own, and then with the three-way calling, that's another way I figured out how to.
Yeah, I've had shows like that where I'm hosting the show. I can only see one number on my line, but there's 10 or 15 other people on that line connected to my show.
And when I had an issue with Blog Talk, and you know how before in the beginning stages of Blog Talk, how you were able to call the customer support. And they answer. So one day I called, and I mentioned the way how I connect with another station, and I forgot, I think Madeline or somebody else. And it was like, wow, I didn't know about that. Like, I was connected, simulcasting with another station, didn't know about that.
Nah, it blew their mind. You thought about it before they did. Because there's one thing Blog Talk don't tell you about how to connect your station to another station. They want you on a platform.
Still on the platform, is just both stations are together. So it's like people are listening on your side and people are listening on their side and they hear both of you at the same time. Before, I used to where I'll call my board into their board, but the best way to do it is just in case Block, you know, sometimes Block Talk has issues.
Yeah, man.
So if you do it that way, the three way, using the phone you're using by calling from your phone into their board and into your board, and connect that way.
Yeah,
so just in case the Block Talk had an issue, it would, you know, won't really mess you up like that.
Nah, you don't lose on your callers. And see, what people don't understand, when you're doing radio shows like this, you got 30 seconds to captivate their attention and keep them listening. So having commercial breaks, that's good. That's very important because it brings the show back to where it's supposed to be. Sometimes man, I didn't read a topic. And you get on the show, and it's nothing what they worry about in the description. And you lost. You trying to piece it together. And it's live. It's happening in real-time reality.
Yeah. And
I definitely appreciate that you still on the radio.
Some of their features.
People don't know how much work goes into putting together these shows, and they be a lot. And then when you got scheduled guests and you got flyers and banners and stuff going out, and they don't show up, it makes it hard to keep people coming back. So for you to be on the radio for so many years, man, that's a testament right there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm definitely glad you was open tonight, because I haven't been on the radio in a long time. So I was like, I got to get back in the swing of things. So you was nice. You didn't beat me down.
When people call in, if I'm doing a music show and people call in, I don't like to open the mic because I flow playing music, and that's what the show is, a music show. Unless it's the artist, of the song I'm playing, and they want something, then I open the mic. Normally, I don't like opening while I'm in the playing the music. But at the end, I open the mic, let people talk if they want to talk.
Hey, man, I feel blessed because I come from a radio background, so I know what it is. My father would put on a George Clinton record and go across the street to a diner while I'm up in the station, and he'd grab his steak and eggs and come back and do this while he's live on the radio at KTZ in St. Louis. So I really understand what you're saying.
And sometimes I do reruns. So if there's people listening and it's a rerun, because I did a rerun one day, and a person called me and was like, oh, it's playing low. I'm like, I'm doing a rerun. Not even really live, really live.
Oh, wow.
And they telling me the show is playing low. I'm like, okay.
Nah, that's
I'm like, I thanked them for that message, but the show wasn't live when they called to tell me the show was playing low. It was a rerun.
It rebroadcast. I mean, it is what it is.
Sometimes you gotta do those.
Oh yeah. And but you have some good shows that people don't get to hear, and when they hear it for the first time, they're like, wow. And it could be 6 months later.
This is why I like Block Talk, because every show is archived. If I don't want to do another So I can rerun already done and also rerun the new show.
Yep, they all in motion by date. So you can go back.
See, when I used to do my show, I would have my flyers. So if I couldn't remember the guest, I would pull up the flyer, and they would show me who was on that show. And if it was somebody a large name, A.D. Money or Lenny Williams, I'll say, okay, we can run the show again because some people didn't get to hear it.
Yep. My show is always different, never the same. And I love that I do. Like, you know how I say, well, we need to give them their flowers while they're here.
Amen. Amen.
And a lot of these artists, though, they, you know, they, we don't know when they're going to pass. It just happened when we just hear they pass. What was it? 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I did a tribute to, as you know, Jesse from the Force and D's passed away.
Oh, I remember that.
He passed away, and then last year, right before Christmas time, or around that time, Kango Kid from UCLA passed away.
Oh, wow. That was a big one.
He was dealing with colon cancer.
Oh, damn.
He passed away.
That's the one thing about COVID, nobody talks about. The people that had these pre-existing ailments, they just been expounded on because it's COVID. It broke down their immunity, so they was all jacked up. Nobody knew nobody was sick until this COVID happened. Everybody got sick. It was like, wow.
So I did, in honor of them, I did a tribute, a UTFO tribute. I did a Force and tribute, being that they both passed away, so I did that. I even did, James Entombe passed away recently.
Oh,
I did a tribute. I did a tribute to him too.
Man. This virus is real. I mean, I can't stress it enough. I'm a pastor. I believe in God, but I also believe in God's wrath is real.
And see, these are artists we know about, but we don't really know because no one talks about them.
Right. They was hot when they was hot, but then once they wasn't hot no more, that was just it.
Because how I found out that Kango Kid passed away, I saw on a video from Big Daddy Kane that passed away. And I was like, nah, this ain't true. I said, nah, this can't be true. Kango Kid ain't passed away.
Oh, wow.
And sure enough, I go to another social media platform. And then I was like, nah, I still don't believe it. And because he always posting on his page. I'm like, there's no new post from him, post from family. So, nah, it can't be true. When I Googled his name, it came up that he passed away. Wow. I didn't believe it. I didn't want to believe it because the last picture, I think he posted on his Instagram, was a picture of LL coming to see him in the hospital. It was a picture of him and LL. LL came to see him in the hospital.
Damn. Yeah, he really passed away.
I'm like, but LL was just visiting him in the hospital. I'm like, wow.
I mean, yeah, that's how life is. You know, you don't wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to total my car. I don't know anybody in their right mind that wakes up like that. they like to be, they want to kill themselves, but they don't like, I want to hold my cup. But when it happens, it's all these responsibilities that happen that you didn't even see coming. It's like, whoa. You got to move.
Mm-hmm. Because even when Bismarck, he passed away, when people said he passed away and he ain't passed away, people had to be, they say. And then they found out he finally passed away.
Oh, God. It's not funny, but it is funny because it's like, you really alive? Oh, man. Screw you, Google.
Because when they said Betty White passed away, I said Betty White ain't passed away.
Nah, she was the golden girl.
Yeah, she was the last surviving golden girl. And she passes away right before her 100th birthday.
Right.
I didn't want to believe it, but when I saw these posts that people saying R.I.P. Betty White, I'm like, no.
I ain't
going to
lie.
I posted
one,
my golden girl.
I watched the Golden Girls.
Yeah, that's
I came
my
up on TV
show.
With TV. Right.
That's why like, when they said she, I was like, no. Like, then I took my favorite Golden Girl.
Yeah, that show was a trip, and it was during the 80s. So it was race relations, but it wasn't blatantly put right in front of us. Now you go on YouTube, WorldStar, you see it right there. You're like, wow. I didn't know this kind of evil exists. But it's live.
And
this
then
is
after,
TV.
After Martha passed, that's when they started doing Golden Palace.
That broke my heart when I found out he died for the corona. I was like, damn, that's a black man. He's not supposed to die in a movie.
when it says Sidney Poitier died, I said, what? I didn't even know he was Bahamian. I did not know from the
Bahamas. Oh, I didn't know that neither. You just so educated me.
Because I said no. And then when I looked at him, I said he was Bahamian. I said, I didn't know that.
I knew he was from the West Indies somewhere.
All his early movies, always thought he was from Africa, straight from Africa. I didn't think he was from the Caribbean.
Wow, that's crazy.
And then I watched Harry Belafonte's documentary about himself. And Sidney Poitier was in there, and it said Harry Belafonte said, "Yeah, him and Sidney became friends at the role actor something. I don't remember it, but it was a place in New York where all the Negro actors were." For acting classes and stuff, and he said Sidney Poitier came there because his accent was so thick that they told him he couldn't be in the group because that's how thick his accent was coming from the Bahamas. So they told him he couldn't join, and then he went and learned English and then came back, and then they let him join.
That's a black history moment. I'm keeping it 100. Because you know, Sidney Poitier is a man. When he did that Guess Who's Coming Dinner, it changed TV forever.
Yep. And also,
and it wasn't on no
porn. They said that, you know the movies he did with Bill Cosby?
Uh-huh.
He directed those movies. Sidney Poitier directed a movie.
Oh, them good movies too. They still to this day. Uptown Saturday Night, What's Happening? I mean, the movies are still good to this day.
They said he directed those movies. I said, what? I thought he was like that serious actor, but they said no, he had like that, you know, that's why he did those movies, but to show a different side of him.
Right. I mean, yo, you gotta love it. You know what I'm saying? The one thing I can say about being black or of color is so many opportunities out there, but we don't look and read the fine print in each opportunity. Some opportunities are for us and some opportunities are against us, but we gotta read the fine print. And that's all we gotta do. We read more, we get more.
Well, create an opportunity, so. If you want to be an actor or actress, create your own opportunity.
Amen. I promote a lot of different artists, entertainers, comedians, and the one thing that makes me different, I speak to you, I find out what do you need and what do you feel like you lacking, and then I do my thing. I don't just do it the same way for everybody because not everybody's the same.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people need an ounce of my time, some people need a pound of my time, but at the same instance, it's about doing the right thing at the right time when God tells me to move and I'm available and I'm here. And I'm like, bam. And God shows up.
Yep.
It's definitely been a blessing to be on your show tonight, Queen. I really enjoy the time you spent with me. And this is the most valuable commodity on this planet, is time. We can't get it back. So if you waste your time doing the wrong thing, I mean, you jacked up forever.
Yep. Once time is wasted, you can't get it back. You're right. People love wasting people's time. I don't want theirs wasted.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to sit up. It's 5 years late. We still in the same spot. Yeah, you wasn't looking at the clock. You got to get up and get busy.
Don't like that.
Come on now. Well, my daughter got to go to school. I got to get my ass up. Hey, it's time. Hey, let's make it happen.
Yep. That's why when this right here, you know, when artists ask for interviews, I say, okay. I tell them the other day, you know, I do interviews on and what time. They say, okay. And they'll book the interview and then they wouldn't show up.
Oh, man. That pissed me off. Excuse my French, I'm sorry, but that used to make me so upset. And then you got people
and
telling
so,
them, you got flyers, come on.
So when that happened too many times, I changed it to where if they want, I still give them the days of my interview, but they pick the day, they will pick the time. So if you have to pick the own time you're going to do the interview, you have to pick your own time, your own day that you're going to do the interview, and then I will do the rest, setting it up. And what really made me mad was a lot of these artists were sending only one song. So,
oh, wow.
So if we're scheduled to do an interview, let's say it's a 2-hour interview, and you only send me one song, I'm not playing a song for 2 hours.
One song, wow. And a normal song
one,
is 3 to 5 minutes. Come on now.
So I changed
hey, let's
that.
Listen to that
so,
track. Let's play it again.
So if the artist in this up, so once I changed, I said, okay, the artist only sent me one song. I can't play one song for 2 hours. So what I would do is I would play other songs, play their song, but I would play other songs as well to make up the time. Because then it showed for the interview. But I can't do one song and you for your interview.
Right. Don't move like that.
My thing is, well, if you can't make the interview, then let me know by 12 noon day of interview that you can make it. I will reschedule, set it for another day. Another day that you can do.
Well, the whole thing is, it's about communication. And communication leads to the occupation. It changes nations and moves the planet, for real. That's why when we say it, man, that word has so much power behind it. You know, I mean, it's funny how the vibrations and the tones can go out and say everything without saying nothing. Sometimes your body language can be off. That's the world we live in now. It's a cold place.
Yeah. Well, it's time to say goodbye to people.
Amen. Well, I appreciate you having me on. I really enjoyed the show. Thank
you're welcome.
You so much, Quinn.
You know, I don't have no problems with, you know. I don't have no problems with people.
Yeah, I know. You got my number. It's on the board. Text me your number so I can be locked in with you.
Let's see here. I'll do it while we live.
Thank you so much, Queen. I definitely appreciate you. Congratulations on your success.
Okay, here, message two. Okay, I just texted you.
Okay, thank you, Queen. I really appreciate you. I'm glad you remember me. That really means that you built for this life. I got you.
So you gonna be doing one day a week? Or?
Yeah, well, I like my Wednesdays because people that I've been doing business with for 20 years, they can show up to the show, let me know what they're working on, and people are pretty much programmed for that. But at the end of the day, I will extend it. But I'm constantly doing other people's radio shows when I'm not on my own. Like, I'm on your radio show now, and it's just spreading the gospel. We all got to get in, but we got to know how we can win.
Yeah. Yeah, I do this at 11, so the rest of the day I can do other
things. Oh, yeah, you got the promo, you got the people, the new clients coming in. I mean, you have a very busy day. But again, I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate you, and I got your number. I'm gonna definitely be in contact with you.
Mhm. So you say you starting next month?
Yes, ma'am. But I got your number. I'm gonna do a radio show in the morning. See, I go on other people's radio shows not only to connect, but just to see what else is out there. Cause everybody's doing something different.
Yeah. I'm trying to expand. I want to give people opportunity to do podcasting.
Oh, amen. I can definitely help you with that.
No. But they will keep their. It'll be whatever they name it. Their name to their podcast on the right. I help, I want to help them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, this is our year. This is year 22. It's here. Ain't no running from it. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it but just walk in it. Success. I mean,
but I want serious people. I want the podcast, and then you give them the opportunity, and they're not being consistent.
Queen, you can lead the horse to water, you can't make them drink it. No matter how much you see the light, some people are not going to move, and it's not meant for us to move the horses that don't want to drink. If we in the middle of the desert, which I am, and the horse is out and he's thirsty, I'm like, hey, this is all the water I got. It's up
That's
to
why
you,
I
had
another host on the show, like doing shows on my station, not because of that, but, where people really know like that, you got to give your password so they can log into the board, and it's like... people are. Some people try to be slick. They try to be slick, and then, give them the password, they change it.
Right.
Even though they connected to email, sometimes some people might have an email that's to use for the station. I have an email like that, and people take this word, and because my friend at the station, like the other hosts you have on the station, give them the password, and by accident he put out the password by accident, so they had to change the password.
Oh, wow.
And this is why...
How did you manage to do that by accident?
I'm kind of iffy with giving people the password. Like, I'll let you have your own show.
But you got to run the board.
I'll keep the password because I don't want nobody making a mistake. And lost the password or put the password out by accident, and now people have a password to the day and go forward. Because, people know how to hack stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I decided to hack my board and get out of my own where I came because they done locked me out.
Yeah, been there, done that. And you don't realize until it's 15 minutes before the show, you get set up, you're like, wait a minute, what's going on? Those are days, man. It's just this whole world is opening back up. And I want to leave your audience with a final thought. This is our year of opportunity. All we have to do is plant a seed and water it, nurture it, and it shall grow. All the seeds you planted before, it wasn't time for them to grow, but now it's our harvest time. So as much as you harvesting, make sure you planting while you're harvesting. So when you get done harvesting, you come back and get some more left. Boom. And that's it.
Yep.
And I'm going to definitely reach out to you, Queen Nikita. I really appreciate your time. Definitely appreciate you letting me share your thoughts, your views, your opinions, and putting it out there for the world, man. And y'all got to, you know, do the right thing. Show support. Press one and call in. Don't just be an innocent bystander. We need to see what you see.
They listen in the archive and they do live.
Amen.
So
well,
I'm okay
here.
With that.
I'm moving out the way. Thank you, Quay. I really appreciate it tonight.
Well, I'm going to call in. I do have to get early. Just let me know when you start your show, and I will tune in to show support.
Amen. I got you. Thank you so much, Queen. I'm locking you in right now as we speak. You have a great evening. It's been a great show.
So those who are listening to the show and the replay, you will get all of everything that's in the bonus hour. Peace, one love, everybody.